The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a hump day edition. We are joined right now live via Zoom by our good friend and fine pollster. He is Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School Polling. Charles, welcome back to the big show.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Charles, we're going to try to turn you up. Why don't you say one more thing for me real quick?
This is Charles Franklin. How's this coming through?
Well, we're getting a little better, Charles. So,
okay.
I always appreciate you coming around when there's some brand new polling. It makes me excited. I get a little tingle up my legs, sir. So
let's not get too personal here.
Charles, let's talk about the new polling. And this polling is about the U.S. Supreme Court. And you've been doing some national polling on this very same topic of late. And specifically, a lot of it is affected by the leaked release of the probable overturning of Roe v. Wade. So first and foremost, how high was the awareness of the issue that's driving so much of this polling?
Yeah, of the leaked document or the potential opinion. About 40% said that they had read a lot about the opinion, and another 36% or so said they had read some. But about a quarter said they hadn't heard anything at all about it. So I think that's pretty good awareness, but it's certainly not universal. And certainly not in terms of going deeply into what the draft opinion has to say.
Now, it seemed to me that the partisans, the Dems and the Republicans, especially the Democrats, were far more aware of what was, you know, had read a lot about this opinion, you know, or at least somewhat. But the independents seemed much less informed about this.
Yeah.
We'll spare our opinions of independence for a moment, Charles, but was that surprising at all, or do a lot of issues sort of follow this pattern?
Well, a lot follows this, though whether Republicans or Democrats pay more attention to an issue does differ, of course, depending on the issue. Here, Democrats are noticeably more attentive to the leaked document. But on the other hand, folks who are in the strongest pro-life categories, anti-abortion categories, seem to be even more attentive to it. So it's kind of a mixed picture, with Democrats who are generally in favor of abortion rights paying more attention right now. The independents are folks that pay less attention to politics routinely. And on this particular issue, it's kind of marked how much less they've paid attention to this potential abortion decision compared to either Democrats or Republicans. Independents are about twice as likely to say they've heard nothing at all about it.
Now, Charles, I know most of your polling is directed towards the court, but I haven't read all the crosstabs. I'll admit I haven't done all the homework yet, Charles. But do we have any sense, is this an engaging issue overall? Do we see people more or less likely to vote because of the Roe v. Wade or the specter of it being overturned?
Right. It's a pretty important issue for a lot of folks. That's not to say that it's the only issue for everybody, but in terms of the percentage of people who say this is one of the most important issues to them, that's fairly high. But again, it's not at all universal. And a fair number of people say it's not that important, or they're not aware of the issue. They say they haven't thought enough about it to have an opinion. So there is that group of folks who are not, you know, laser focused on this issue. What we do see, though, is opinion of the court shifted pretty dramatically. Approval fell 10 points and disapproval went up 10 points. And in doing that, you see sharp polarization based on political party, based on ideology, and based on your view about whether Roe versus Wade should be overturned. So we see sharply greater Democratic disapproval of the court and an increase in Republican approval of the court. And so the parties have moved much further apart on that. Likewise, the split by ideology is greater, and the split by views on abortion rulings has gotten greater. There wasn't any change, though, in the percent of people that want to overturn Roe or the percent opposed to overturning it. So it didn't change opinion about abortion policy or legal rulings, but what it did do is massively expand our polarization on the issue in terms of how we see the Supreme Court.
Charles Franklin, my fine guest, pollster extraordinaire. Charles, begs the question, what is the current public sentiment on overturning Roe v. Wade?
It's heavily opposed to overturning it. In this latest polling, 69% oppose overturning Roe, 31% are in favor. And that's been very steady over the last couple of years. When we first asked this question in September of 2019, it was 32 in favor of overturning it, 68% opposed. So a one percentage point difference on this issue since 2019, and no systematic shifts over time, just a little bit of bouncing around in the numbers by a point or three.
Now, Charles, I heard you reference the fact that you'd seen like a 10-point swing. Was that 10-point swing after the Roe v. Wade, the leaked draft opinion? Because it seems like, if I look back even historically a couple of years, Charles, it's not just 10 points that the opinion of the court has slipped. So clarify for me.
Now, that's a, That's a great point. I just mentioned 2019. If we look at that data in September of 2019, when abortion opinion was the same as now, 66% approved of the job the court was doing. Now, that poll was done the week before Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. So it was before she left the court and Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the court. But even in July of last summer, 60% approved of the job the court was doing. But then at the end of August, the court refused to block the Texas 6-week ban on abortion. They said, we're not going to rule on that and sent it back to the lower courts. At that point, we saw an 11-point drop in approval of the court immediately after that non-decision on the Texas law. Then in the meantime, the numbers improved by 5 points or so for the court, but still well below where they had been. And now after this leak, compared to March of this year to May of this year, another 10-point drop. So over this almost 2.5-year period, a drop from 66% approval to 44% approval, a 22-point drop in approval of the court. And you can kind of see that happening in two stages, from before Ginsburg died to last summer to after the Texas non-ruling to now after the leaked opinion. Now, you know, sometime in June, close to July, we'll get the official ruling on this case, and we'll see whether the leaked opinion really was what they decide or whether something's different. But if it goes with what was leaked, it sure looks like we will just see more polarization on this issue, even if it doesn't shift people between pro-choice and pro-life positions.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've got Marquette University Law School polling professor Charles Franklin. He is our in-house pollster, at least outhouse pollster that we bring in-house. We appreciate. Maybe that didn't come out right, Charles.
I've never been called an outhouse pollster before, but I'm not sure it's entirely wrong.
Well, that's how you end up oversampling those Republicans, Charles.
I know how you feel about that.
Charles, let's talk about some of the issues that the specific ruling, and I know you did poll on some of the issues important to the electorate, the constitutional issues that are affected by the courts, but the lack of enumerated rights in the leaked document, those of us that did dig in, realized that effectively this says anything that's not enumerated effectively could be overturned. And that doesn't affect just the Roe v. Wade decision. That could also affect same-sex marriage. Hell, it could affect interracial marriage. It could affect contraceptive use in the marriage. So when you started polling some of those broader questions, that could theoretically or maybe realistically be affected by this ruling. Let's start with same-sex marriage. Charles, how did the polled Americans feel about that? And it's a very partisan issue still.
Yes, and still very strongly supported. 69% of respondents favor the 2015 Supreme Court ruling establishing a right to same-sex marriage. Notice that that's about the same percentage that oppose overturning Roe. So big majority here for both maintaining Roe and maintaining same-sex marriage. It's even bigger with anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. 84% favor that ruling from 2020. On the partisan split, on same-sex marriage, Republicans are evenly split, 49% in favor of the same-sex marriage ruling, 51% opposed. But independents, it's 3-1. And among Democrats, it's 85-15. So big partisan split, though not as big as some things we see, with fully half of Republicans or almost half of Republicans on board. But on the anti-discrimination against gay and trans people, there the support is even higher. And that includes 72% of Republicans in favor of this anti-discrimination ruling, 94% of Democrats. Now, that's something to watch because we've certainly seen a lot of states and state legislators taking on, I think, what would fairly be called anti-trans bills in school sports participation, in teaching about sexuality in schools, especially elementary schools. Florida's recent law on this has been very much in the news in recent weeks. And yet Republicans seem very in favor of this in terms of anti-discrimination laws. That doesn't mean what their views are when it comes to these school issues and education issues. We'll have to ask about that another time. We didn't include that in this questionnaire. But I was frankly a little surprised that support for the anti-discrimination law ruling is as high with Republicans as it is in this data set.
Well, what isn't surprising is about Republican support for the Second Amendment as they perceive it. You polled a number of questions. Obviously, we had another mass shooting, Charles. But I think people are curious. What are the takeaways on the Second Amendment and things like having a gun in the household or outside the household, maybe a concealed carry?
Right. We asked three questions about this, and it's not just one shooting. It's two that have now happened, two mass shootings since this poll began. 66% favor a ruling that would say the Second Amendment protects the right to possess a gun outside the home. People may not realize that the Supreme Court has ruled the Second Amendment gives a right to possess a gun for self-protection inside the household, but actually hasn't ruled on concealed carry or carry outside the house. That's governed by state laws around the country, which are generally very permissive for concealed carry laws, but that hasn't been the court's ruling. In any case, 66% favor that. And we were in the field both before and after the mass killing of Black people in Buffalo. We saw no change in opinion on this issue that was statistically significant between the before and the after interviews. Big majority also favor a right to concealed carry outside, not a right, but I'm sorry, laws that allow licensed concealed carry. That's about 66% that favor that.
But unregulated concealed carry, sorry to interrupt, Charles, unregulated, unlicensed concealed carry, very unpopular even with Republicans.
That's right. Only 19% favor that unlicensed carry, sometimes called constitutional carry by its proponents. Much more, 62% in favor of licensed carry. So there's a huge gap in this, even as many states have instituted unlicensed carry.
Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, always appreciate when you come around and share the newest hot takes. Thank you, Charles, so very much.
Good to be with you. Thanks so much.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates Radio Show.